You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
You're listening to The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. Welcome. I'm Anna Altide.
I'm Angel.
Tom. Collins.
I'm Paul. Let's begin.
Actor and playwright Rodney Hicks' Rent journey began 25 years ago at New York Theatre Workshop when he was just 21 years old. In 2007, Rodney would return to the Niederlander and take on the role of Benny, a part he once understudied a decade prior. Rodney can be seen as Benny in 2008's Rent filmed live on Broadway, a pro shot of Rent's final performance of the original Broadway production. Please enjoy our one-on-one with Rodney Hicks as he memorializes his early memories in the show, his personal journey of self-growth and discovery, and what Rent means to him.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Hi, would you introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from today?
Yes, thank you for having me on the show, Mo. I'm Rodney Hicks, and I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
And you have a long and deep journey with Rent.
Yes, 25 years.
Would you tell us about the times that Rent has come into your life?
The first time was when I was 21 years old, and I actually technically should have still been a senior in college. I had left college in 94, so this would have been my senior year. I was brought into this audition. The breakdown had said mid to late 20s, and I'm 21, and I was just like, oh, okay. So I painted on, actually, a goatee.
With what?
A mascara pen. Again, I was 21. I didn't know my elbow from my finger. I was that green. But it's interesting. That's when I met Jesse Martin at the audition. To this day, as Jesse, he just smiled and just gave me so much love. He embraced my uniqueness, I guess. I went into the audition, to make a long story short. I sang the wrong song. You wouldn't have known that then. I sang This Is the Moment, but I guess it was. Tim Weil had asked, do you have anything more soulful, pop rock? Mind you, I had worked with Jonathan the year prior. So luckily I had a familiar face behind the table along with Bernie Telsey. I sang and then I wind up dancing. Tim started pounding out this rhythm on the piano. I was into breakdancing at the time. I took off my cardigan, started dancing, backflip splits. I sweated it off. I did not know yet.
The goatee.
Oh, yes. Until after the audition. And Bernie said, they were like, good job, great. And he said, Rod, before you go, make sure you go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. I go to the bathroom, look in the mirror, and just smudged all over my face. I was a little mortified. And I thought, well, there goes that job. On to the next. 2 hours later, I found out I got the job.
My gosh, and 2 hours.
2 hours later.
And was this for a workshop? Was this for the...
This was for the Off-Broadway. They were putting together the Off-Broadway New York Theater Workshop cast. I came in toward the last rounds of auditions in latter part of December. Also, mind you, you know, I'm gay, I'm out, but that took so much time for me and my personal journey. And at that time, I had a fiance who was a woman and she had a 2-year-old, not mine biologically, but I was ready to just live that life. Then Rent came into the picture and said, oh no, honey, no, we're about to take you on another journey.
What a journey. You were a member of the New York Theater Workshop cast, the original Broadway cast. And how long did you stay in the show originally?
I was there until 1997. I had turned 22 when we opened on Broadway. And mind you, like I said, I didn't know my elbow from my finger. I only had like a year of professional work. So all I knew was college theater. You do it on the weekends, right? And then you move forward. And also, our friend died. And I just didn't know how to handle that. Looking back 25 years, if I could say anything to that young man at that time was, honey, breathe. I was kind of a hot mess, inside and out. I just thought, okay, what's the next show? And looking back, I believe it's because I just didn't know what to do with grief. I didn't know the juxtaposition of, okay, we're grieving, but we're also in this hit Broadway show celebrating. Can I get off the roller coaster now? It took me to the following year. Then I sprained my ankle in the show and I did not give my notice. And I just left. Thankfully, the producers understood. 10 years later, after 10 years of work and life experience, I heard that there was an opening for Benny because I was an understudy to Benny. And originally I thought, oh my God, no one's going to believe that I'm like the landlord of anything. But I emailed Michael Greif, and this was in 2007. I was just coming off of doing King Lear. I said, Michael, if there's any opportunity, I would love to come in and audition for this role. And because I knew I didn't leave properly, and I knew I didn't have a last show, but that was no one's fault but my own. It was very much a very humbling experience to send an email, and I didn't know if I was going to get an answer back. But through those 10 years, I actually saw the show, oh my gosh, at least once a month.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, I sat in the back next to our sound designer, Brian Ronan, or Coop, our sound engineer, and I would just watch the show. And so I watched 10 years worth of casts come in and out. That helped me to heal my grieving. Also, more importantly, it set me on a journey of really, who are you and who do you want to be in this world? When I auditioned again, it was Jeffrey Seller, Michael and Bernie and Tim Weil. And now I'm 33 years old, more polished as an artist, but I still was going through my stuff mental health wise, but that was now all internal. I got the job. The difference was I knew the responsibility of what it meant to be in a Broadway show, the responsibility of doing 8 shows a week and all of that and connecting with the cast. They welcomed me with open arms and became another family. And as you know, Rent, the family's so huge, you know, it's all over the world. And they embraced me. I was lucky enough to be asked to stay on to close the show. I didn't see that coming. I can only stay in gratitude. So that's my Rent journey.
What surprised you about coming back into the show? You'd been watching it from the soundboard for 10 years. Like, how did it feel different with 10 years more experience, both as an actor and then just as a human?
Yes. Well, you know, the evolution of the show from an actor's perspective was I started understanding the importance of showing up, not just as a performer, but as a human being. Really, I was on my way to not taking life for granted and starting to understand it while I was actually in my first long-term relationship. The man that I was with, partners with, he was closeted. That was really interesting. You know, I'm in this very out show and I couldn't really celebrate my personal life in a way. It really wasn't until I left New York City in 2011 and charted a different life and started going within and learning meditation and everything that I started listening back to Rent. Then is when I understood. No day but today, you know, will I lose my dignity? All of the, I was like, oh my gosh. Rent is an enormous part of my life now, internally. I now understand the full magnitude and urgency of it, not just as a performer, but as a human being, the responsibility of it.
Now, one of the many hats that you wear as a creative person is a playwright. What lessons from Rent have you kind of hoped to put onto the page when you are creating work as a playwright?
Thank you for asking. Rent has been a huge influence. Jonathan Larson, his writing stuff, everything has been a huge influence on me as a playwright. I had always been writing for a long time, but never having any kind of breakthrough in it. It was interesting. I was doing a lot of writing from other people's source materials. I would literally take Jason Robert Brown's Songs for a New World and like go, I'm going to write a book to this. What Rent influenced in my work is writing about the human condition and the importance of that. As humans, we are all encompassing and we're always on a constant evolution of change and continuing, and nothing is permanent. Just Press Save is, I call it my young people play, that I was fortunate to work with Michael Greif again last year via Pride Plays. In my other play, The Flawed Play, I call that my race and culture play. My latest play, Miss Pearl's Cabaret, that is my play on overcoming trauma and surviving. They're all about the human condition, but they're all shouting with a different kind of love. You know, you're looking at people who are on the fringes, because I lived on the fringe. When I look back on my 25 years, and it's like starting a show where I literally, before Rent, I was writing to my then fiance saying, I think I'm going to leave the industry and probably going to just be an active in the church. I'm going to be that guy. I'm so glad that that didn't happen. I have come through these 25 years to be here now. I don't know where I'd be had it not been for Rent. All of the people that I have met through Rent, not just on stage, but also the Rent heads, it played an enormous part in my life of me really finally understanding and realizing that A, it's okay not to be okay, and B, it's okay to be okay.
You had mentioned working again with Michael Greif on your show, Just Press Save. I'm intrigued what it felt like to be sort of on the other side of the table with that creative energy.
Oh my gosh, it was a dream come true. Honestly, when I was in Rent originally, I would sit backstage and just watch the show when I wasn't on stage, because I knew ultimately I wanted to be on this other side of the table. When Michael said yes, I just kind of lost my mind in the best way possible. I thought, am I being punked? Is this like really happening? When is the shoe gonna drop? It was 2 months before the actual week of rehearsal. He said, hey, do you have time to be on the phone? And I said, sure. He goes, how about now? And that's when I knew, okay, this is on. He said, I really like your play. How would you like to reinvent the wheel on it? So we worked for about a month and a half, 2 months before that 1 week of rehearsal. It was a masterclass. I didn't give any pushback because I just knew this is an opportunity of a lifetime for me in that moment. And I know how smart he is. I just thought, wow, this is a big opportunity for me to be working with him on this level. Gosh, am I a hack? Imposter syndrome kind of snuck in until it didn't. And Michael said, you are a great playwright. Give yourself that credit. I never questioned it after that, with humility. I rewrote that play every day that we had rehearsal, because that's Michael. I would stay up till like 3 a.m, 2 a.m, and get back up at like 6. We'd have the Zoom call. He's like, Rodney, why do you look like you've rested? I said, because this is all I've ever wanted to do. I've waited so many years to be here right now. All you're going to get is joy here. It took this long to be in this position. It was supposed to take this long. It was extraordinary working with Michael. And I can't say enough good things about that. And he's a dear friend. So it was just amazing.
Coming back to Rent, this Measured in Love virtual event, there's so many artists who are coming to do it. It just feels like people really want to be involved with it. Like, what about Rent lives in all of us as theater people that we want to be a part of that?
I'm so looking forward to this event. I'm so looking forward to just having my popcorn and watching it and, you know, getting all the feels, knowing that there's going to be so many people across the world watching this one event that not just changed people's lives, but saved people's lives. I remember so many people saying, this show saved my life. I was on the brink of suicide, or my parents kicked me out, all these things. To know that it transformed people. In my 47 years of living, there's no greater feeling to me now in my life than that. Knowing that the young man that I was all the way back then, and that journey to go, wow, think about all the millions of people who had their own journey because of that show. And because, oh, maybe they saw me up there on that stage and thought, wow, your character changed my life. I love that it celebrates the imperfect human being. We're all imperfectly perfect and we're all flawed. Wearing your scars out loud as beauty marks. On the anniversary of Jonathan's passing, I watched the B-roll of the Off-Broadway and I just sat all up in my feelings, proud and tears, happy, excited. I wanted to be with Jonathan and my friends on that day. Then on the opening, that's when I watched the movie. It's an honoring for me. I think about three times a year, I will listen to the entire soundtrack and listen to the words. It just moves me. Even to this day, 25 years later, there's always something different that is impactful and brimming with joy. When you look back at a life lived, you realize just how far you've come. And I think that's what Rent celebrates. No day but today, and living each moment as if it were your last. And thankfully at 46, turning 47, I now really understand that, especially with so many people dying all around us. I wake up, I say thank you. I go to bed, I say thank you. And I just try to live my life to be the best version of myself possible. I'm not perfect, but I'm living my best life for the first time in my life. And I am so grateful.
Special thanks to Rodney Hicks for sharing his stories with us today. The Ensemblist was produced today by Mo Brady, Jackson Klein, and me, Anna Altide. There are two great ways you can help the Ensemblist right now. One is by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. The other is by becoming a Patreon member, which you can do at patreon.com/theEnsemblist. Please follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at our home on Broadway Podcast Network at bpn.fm. You can also follow us on Instagram, where we share all of our latest episodes. Stay safe, and thanks for listening. Until next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.